Talk Live. These airwaves, dial in toll-free. Do that at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They're completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. You control the content of the site. Submit different news stories and YouTube videos or whatever it is you want from around the web, and then others vote on what's the best and the most liked. We'll make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. JJ is here with me tonight, and we go right back into your phone calls about whatever you want. Zach is in Minnesota on the amp lines. Hello, Zach.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
I have a shaky connection, so I apologize in advance if it cuts in and out.
Okay, go ahead.
But my question was, I'm very curious and very interested in getting into some civil disobedience in my area before I make the move out to New Hampshire.
All right.
My question is, in your experience, or if you know anyone, do civil disobedience-related convictions, such maybe trespassing, their favorite, disturbing the peace, etc., have you found that that would affect your employment, either with a current employer or any future interviews where they ask you, you know, you may be branded as sort of a troublemaker? What has been your experience?
It's an excellent question, and I can't say I have much experience with it. I mean, I have the fortunate, you know, the good fortune to be my own employer, so I don't have anybody to answer to in those situations. And from what I've seen, it's going to all depend on who you're talking to.
I think it depends on whether or not it's a violation or a misdemeanor. If it's a misdemeanor, then a lot of employers, when you apply for something, they require that you inform them of any convictions that you've had, and then you have to fill something into that spot until such time that it's off your record or whatever. But if it's a violation, like if it's not criminal trespassing, it'll probably just be a violation where you're not charged with a misdemeanor level crime. You're charged instead with like an ordinance level where the city just fines you or whatever.
And they don't normally ask about violations
on
employment applications. So that's one factor. But generally, if you're going to be doing civil disobedience, I mean, you're going to be breaking some kind of law, and even if it's your intention to just break a violation, you may still end up with cops charging you with something like disorderly conduct, which could, in many cases, be a misdemeanor. So even if it's your intention to just get caught for a violation when you're doing the disobedience, it may not necessarily work out that way for you,
right,
or they may attempt to go whole hog and throw the book at you, so to speak. So with a current employer, the risk is that you'll miss work. I mean, that's the big that's the big problem there. And certainly we've seen people get into situations where they have luckily had employers that are much more flexible than some others might be and understanding towards what's going on with their employee, which if you're a good employee, then that's going to be
your relationship with your employer will be the ultimate determining factor. If, like as Ian said, you're a good employee or you have a positive relationship, that employer will be more likely to understand your position and still want you to work there. They still want your productive hours that you're employed for.
Right, but if it's a low skill position and you're not that that outstanding compared to the rest of the staff, then they may only put up with so much.
The other consideration is, what would a news story about you do to your employment? Like if you're in sales, if you're dealing with the public and you're going out there and you're sort of putting your name on the line as far as sales go, some employers might look unfavorably at having a controversial employee.
So there's that. And so dealing with the current employee employer, you probably would, depending on your relationship with them, you would be better off because they know you. Whereas if you're applying for a job, they don't know you from Adam. And they may be more likely to just shrug you off because you have some sort of a record. But then again, it all depends on who you're talking to, right?
Right.
I mean, if you've got somebody as an employer who can empathize with you and can understand what your purpose on the criminal trespass. Like if they don't just look at criminal trespass and say, oh, this guy's a thug, if they understand that it was a political move or something like that you were doing.
I think my example is like my previous employer, they knew me really well. They knew how I performed not only at work, but also how I treated people. I acted principally. I saw things as, you know, I'm always doing activism. I'm always an activist, and I'm always trying to put the best foot forwards to give everybody the best impression that I can. So from that standpoint, my employer would have probably been very forgiving about getting arrested, because also I was very honest about the fact that I was involved in this, and although I haven't gotten arrested at all, they probably would have been more lenient with any sort of punishment that they would have met out.
So the answer is there is no answer. It just all depends.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, well, thanks for the advice anyway, guys. And like I said, I'm going to try to organize some low-level stuff in my area.
What did you have in mind?
To move out there. The number one thing on my list is the TSA, mostly because it's pretty easy to organize folks around that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just do some protests, some outreach right outside the gates, you know, okay, until they cart us away anyway.
Right.
Well, an employer my personal favorite is I made a trip out to Scotland where I bought a kilt, so you can use your imagination
right.
What I planned there.
Well,
but,
your employer might actually be sympathetic in some cases to that, especially if they had to fly a lot and be, you know, molested or scanned by the TSA. So, and we've seen, in fact, last week we talked about a story where our particular employer would not allow TSA workers into his establishment because he didn't want to serve them. So,
right. You know, it wouldn't hurt to have a conversation with your employer prior to going
yes.
out and doing something like this, to say, you know, if you already haven't had that relationship built with them where they understand kind of what you're about from a particular issues viewpoint, then it would be a good idea to give them a heads up that, hey, look, coming up, we're going to go out to the airport and we're going to do this. This is what we have planned. I don't expect anything to go wrong because it's just a protest or whatever. And, you know, but you never know. And I wanted to give you a heads up that this could be happening. And at the same time, you'll also, if you're going to have people with you, which of course is ideal when you're doing any sort of activism, whether it be disobedience or an outreach or whatever, if you've got somebody else that's with you, have them know what your employer's phone number is, so if something does happen, they can contact them immediately afterwards and let them know what's going on, to give them a heads up, a status
right.
on what's happening.
I think a good example here for our local activists is one of our friends, David Krause, in Pizza Hut,
mm-hmm.
Locally, has been absolutely fantastic in supporting the activists. David's been arrested a few times. And he's always...
And he's been to jail.
Yes, and he's been to jail, and he's always informed his employer ahead of time. He built a good rapport with them. He was a good worker, so...
Clearly.
He still has a job. He's still working there, and he's still a manager. So I think, you know, it all depends on how you handle things and how you yourself present yourself to the employer and that sort of situation.
But the people who are anti-civil disobedience, I've seen these people comment on newspaper articles about some of the civil disobedience here. They would like you to believe that if you do civil disobedience, that you will be relegated to a McDonald's burger-flipping job for the rest of your life, and I really find that hard to believe.
One thing to add with this Pizza Hut is not only have they allowed him to continue working and they understand and all that sort of stuff, they've also hired a lot of his references, also our friends mm-hmm. in Free Staters. So we have, at this point, between two and four different Free Staters working at this establishment that David has missed work at because of his arrests and his civil disobedience. So I think that's a testament to what you can do and still maintain your position.
Hope that helps, Zach. Any other thoughts?
No, that's some real good advice, and I'll have to take that into consideration. So,
all right. Good luck, and
time.
Let us know how your activism
awesome.
Goes. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think it's great that people want to get out there and do stuff where they live, even if they don't live in New Hampshire. But I always have to caution you. Look, if you don't have people on your side, forget about it.
Yes.
If you're going to go to the airport alone, you're crazy.
No, you should bring at least two people, especially at an airport.
And bring your cameras
yes.
and recording devices and your smartphones. You can have quick.com, QIK.com, so you can stream live to the internet as things happen to help protect you from these people.
That's right.
Because even the most innocuous outreach event can turn into an arrest, even though that wasn't your intention. Because it may have been their intentions
yeah.
to cause you a problem. So more coming up here at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Los 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars in the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming bands Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring, and children's room under admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship every dollar value yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. The bulletin board system is on our website. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners for free, of course. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts or use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said that without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known that thieves were coming, and added that LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. Now, here at Free Talk Live, we don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. You can protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft program that we're using here. Mark and myself are on board with LifeLock. You can join us in protecting those you love and the things that you've worked so hard for from the ravages of identity theft this year. Now, if you call right now, you can get 60 bonus days of LifeLock protection. That's right, they're open around the clock. So you can call 1-800-242-2693. Get a 60-day bonus at LifeLock, and you can do it for yourself and your family. That's 1-800-242-2693. 800-242-2693 for LifeLock. 800-259-9231 is our number. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about anything. But JJ, you've been following, I think, closer than any of the rest of us on this program, all the action over in the Middle East, everything from Egypt and the incredible protests and overthrow, essentially, that that happened there of their so-called president.
And they overthrew the second guy as well.
I heard about that. Was that last week?
Yes, last week they overthrew Suleiman, who was the vice president.
He was
president.
Like the general, right, before or something?
He was promoted to vice president right before Musharraf left office.
Mm-hmm.
But he was viewed by many as the next puppet in waiting.
Sure.
So, and Israel really liked that he was in that position. But, yes, they booted him. There was some violence at the square with the pro and you know, anti-government forces clashing. Even the army couldn't break up some of the fighting. So a lot is still happening. Egypt is still a cauldron of turmoil because the vacuum left by the last dictator is sort of attracting flies, if you will. So they have to be ever vigilant about giving over authority to basically anyone there. And
well, who took over after the second guy left?
The military has the Supreme Council, or they're basically their military
the generals.
Yeah, chief of their staff, basically. Mm-hmm. So the military still is having difficulty because the people are individuals. There are so many different perspectives and desires that they can't all decide on what they want to do right now. So it is more of an open society at the moment where they are still trying to protect their own, still doing the personal responsibility and security for their own communities. They're doing a lot more community. There is, you know, the business is still happening, but for the most part, government services are not. So you're seeing what happens in a society where there is very limited government service. And most people are left to their own and have to take care of their own, basically.
So people must be starving and dying in the streets then without the government around.
No, actually they're not.
No.
No. There's the people who are looting, and there's the violent people who are suffering in the streets because they're being met with the community backlash of being violent and being a looter. But other than that, the communities are taking care of their own.
So people are protecting themselves, is what you're saying.
They're protecting each other and protecting themselves, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So basically this unrest has spread down into the Arabian Peninsula, and Saudi Arabia is the latest, I wouldn't say victim of civil unrest, I would say beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
And
recipient.
Yes. So, Saudi Arabia is definitely one of the keys in the area.
Lots of oil.
Egypt and Saudi Arabia, I think, are the two big players because of the Saudi government has a lot of influence, and
sure,
Egypt had a lot of influence as well. Now, Egypt is gone, and that influence is sort of shattered and decentralized,
mm-hmm,
which it should be, obviously. But the Saudi monarchy, the Saudi royal family, is still fighting very hard to keep their country.
I bet they are.
As it is. So, to that end, I have three stories here. I'll just read you the headlines quick and then go into the stories. The first one is Saudi Arabia police fire at rally. Second one is Saudi Arabia bans protest rallies.
Oh, boy.
And then Saudi king announces new benefits. So, basically, the Saudi people are protesting. They're gathering just as they've done in Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, Bahrain, mm-hmm, Qatar to a degree, Yemen, Jordan. We could go on. Anyway, police have reportedly opened this stories are all three of the stories are out at Al Jazeera. This one's from the AP. Police have reportedly opened fire at a rally in Saudi Arabia in an apparent effort to stop planned protests there, AP news agency has reported. A witness in the eastern city of Katif told AP that gunfire and stun grenades were fired at several hundred protesters marching in the city streets on Thursday. The witness, speaking on condition of anonymity because of feared government reprisal, said police in the area opened fire. The witness saw at least one protester injured. Government officials have warned that they will take strong action if activists take to the streets after increasing calls for large protests around the country to press for democratic reforms. And then we go on to the second story. Well, what's the next logical step when there are protests?
Ban them.
Ban them, right. So their solution is the same that's been used in the other countries by the dictators and the tyrants. Saudi Arabia has banned all protests and marches following the recent anti-government protests in the kingdom's east, reports say. State television on Saturday quoted the Interior Ministry as saying that security forces would use all measures to prevent any further prevent any attempt to disrupt public order. The ban on public demonstrations comes amid media reports of a huge mobilization of Saudi troops in Shia-dominated provinces in order to quell any possible uprising. According to The Independent, a British newspaper, 10,000 security personnel are being sent to the region by road, clogging highways into Dammam and other cities. And so what's the next step, which we've seen also in the other countries? So the unrest happens, they ban the unrest, and then the next step, of course, is to give pay raises to all the state workers because you want to buy them out. I mean, you want to have some loyalists. You want to have people that are the pro-government forces.
You don't want them to turn on you either.
So the Saudi king announces new benefits. King Abdullah.
Because it was the Libyan situation where some of their soldiers were just saying, screw this. I'm not going to enforce this stuff against my own countrymen. And a couple of generals like flew jets and landed them somewhere outside the country.
That's right. They landed in Malta. So there's a big defection of military. In fact, the only city... there are a little other cities that are pro-Gaddafi, but the only real city, the stronghold, is really Tripoli, the capital.
Right.
So the seat of power, if you will. And so the protesters in Libya are definitely trying to rally against Tripoli, and they're moving in that direction. But going back to Saudi Arabia, King Abdullah announces $10.7 billion in pay raises, job creation, and loan forgiveness schemes as he returns to the country. Hmm. Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah has announced a series of benefits for citizens amounting to $10.7 billion as he returned to the country after he spent 3 months abroad for health treatment, state television reported. The steps announced on Wednesday include funding to offset the high inflation and to aid young unemployment people.
Well, he has got to be sweating.
Yep.
I mean, he's come back to this and is saying, oh, crap, I better open my bank account and buy people off. We'll come back here, and, of course, you are welcome to share your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to control the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 608-0179.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you've got a smartphone, you can just punch up m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our streams and podcast. That's m as in mobile.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you pretty much got the facts out on the Saudi Arabian situation. You've got, on one hand, protests building over there as people are very upset with how they've been treated by the government folk. And they're
also inspired by what's happened in the other countries. I think that's a big factor.
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier in the show. Yes. For those of you just tuning in, we talked about inspiring others to find courage and to take steps.
And you use the excellent metaphor of waiting at the crosswalk, and then that one person leads the way, and everyone, the couple waiting for the signal go with that person because they just didn't feel comfortable, I guess, until that point.
They were inspired. They saw that others could do this, and they said, I can join in. I can do this, too. If they can do it, I can do it. And similarly, that's probably what we're seeing happen in the Middle East and Northern Africa, is where people look at Egypt, and they look at the other places where there have been such success, and they will say to themselves, well, if they can do it in Egypt, why can't we do it here? And then, sure enough, they do it, and another government will fall. And
what we've seen, though, in the protests in the other countries, is that the death of protesters is very inspiring for the protests to continue. A lot of people, especially in Egypt, before the fall of Mubarak, were saying that, I think I called him Musharraf last time, but anyway, Mubarak.
One dictator for another.
Yeah, right, exactly. We're saying that we can't give up now, think of all the people that have died. Mm. And that was a common theme that was reiterated even in the days prior to the fall, where things were rather shaky and people didn't know what was going to happen, and sort of the wind was not in the sails as well. So with the Saudi government going around and starting to shoot protesters, I think that is putting nails in the coffin right there.
Absolutely.
Each bullet is definitely a nail in their coffin.
Well, and that also backs up something that we've seen happen here, where Thankfully, we haven't had any activists be killed by the government here in New Hampshire. However, what we have seen happen is that when they do use their aggressive tactics against the liberty-loving activists that have moved here as part of the Free State Project, or maybe they're New Hampshire natives or whoever they are, whenever the activists have the government aggress against them and they're taken and they're put into a cage, that stirs things up. That attracts people here. And what's amazing is they haven't figured it out yet. Just last year, almost a year ago at this point, I think it was April of last year, when a dozen people, including myself, were arrested at the jail for doing nothing but being on public property. They charged us with trespass. They arrested this was the largest mass arrest that the activists have had up here so far, a dozen people arrested at once. And it's outrageous what they've done to people. They're just looking at this situation, the idea that somebody should be arrested for being on an unsecured piece of public property. They're going to claim that it's a secured facility, but that's the facility that's secured, not the outskirts, not the grounds surrounding it. There's no security. There's not even a fence.
Right.
So, anyway, they arrested us for doing something that we'd done a bunch of times before at the old jail. It's just that they built this new jail, put up some no trespassing signs, and then used that as an excuse to arrest everybody. Whenever people get arrested, whenever the government hurts somebody, like our friend Pete from Liberty
That's
on
right.
Tour, was arrested for wearing a hat in court. Well, they ended up dropping those charges.
Well, he wasn't arrested. He was assaulted for wearing a hat is what
that
actually
too.
Happened.
They actually hurt him. They used their knee. One of the cops put his knee on his head, held him to the ground. It was,
right. He didn't say you're under arrest until after they had thrown him to the ground.
It was completely unnecessary what they did.
Yes.
And we got video footage of it. And as a result of that video footage, it became even more persuasive of a case on the activist side, because it made it very clear that they were using excessive force and that they didn't need to do that in the first place at all. And indeed, they basically have admitted that by dropping those charges at this point. But nonetheless, that still stirred things up. It resulted in somebody else getting arrested the next day at the arraignment. Ademo, his business partner over at libertyontour.com, and then Ademo going to jail stirred things up around the country, and people poured in with support, both financial and making phone calls to these bureaucrats. And what we've seen over and over again is that every time the government aggresses against one of the activists and is publicized, people see those video clips over on YouTube, and they say to themselves, wow, there's actually something happening there. I want to be part of that. It doesn't scare them away, and I think that's what the government wants. They think that if they get aggressive with these activists, that they'll scare us off, and it seems to be the opposite.
No, it's exactly the opposite. In fact, we had people that wanted to come here and visit after this had happened. We had people that we didn't have places to put people. You have to understand that activists here, sure, there's couches, but there's already people on some of those couches for some part. Mm-hmm. So with all these people wanting to come visit and just get out there and be active, we couldn't fulfill that demand of places for them to stay or whatnot. Sometimes, in some effect, I think some people didn't have their money planned out quite right. But anyway, the idea of something happening negatively, creating a sort of martyr situation, does inspire people to do more, and it does inspire them to get active. Now, it's unfortunate that it has to come to that point where someone has to be aggressed against or hurt or harmed by the state before people are actually inspired to do something. I'd rather see people be proactive.
I agree.
And getting out there and doing something in spite of maybe nothing happening.
But the observations are what they are. I mean, that's what happens. And so it kind of backs up what we've been talking about here. So now over in Saudi Arabia, they're shooting at protesters. It's not going to scare the protesters away. It's going to galvanize them, and that's what they've already been talking about.
Yep.
They're going to ban protests. Well, that's going to outrage people because, I mean, how dare you? How dare you tell us that we can't get out in the streets and express our discontent with what is going on? So,
and then, of course, the bundle to that story is the buying off of the state workers. That's a typical move. I want to secure a portion of the population that is okay with being slaves. I'm just going to pay them a little bit more to be slaves. That's it. And then they'll look at their partner who's poor and broken out in the street protesting, or their friend or whatever, and say, hey, what are you doing? I've got a great job. I'm doing fine. Why are you out there protesting? It isn't right. You shouldn't be doing that. It's unpatriotic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of mentality of, well, if you end the state, if you end this monarchy, I lose my job, so I can't let that happen.
Right. So it's desperate times over in Saudi Arabia, and of course we'll continue to kind of keep an eye on things as they continue to develop. But it's hard because there's so much happening. I mean, it's difficult. We're not there, so our our access is limited to what we can hear from places like Al Jazeera and Russia Today and other international news agencies, which, to their credit, have been doing an incredible job.
Definitely.
At, keeping an eye on this.
I think you also have to understand that the media in the Middle East countries, especially Saudi Arabia and the monarchies, are very much controlled. There's a
state,
blackout.
State media.
The state media, right. State TV reports this. State TV reports that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is the state controlling the media that's displayed to their public, but it's also controlling who can come there and photograph and take video. And if they see someone with a camera without a permit, they'll just arrest the person. So
that's
scary. It's that kind of mentality there, that kind of culture where stepping outside the bounds is extremely risky. And you'll pay for it.
Unfortunately, we aren't seeing things like that here in this country as far as people getting out and getting active. I mean, the anti-war movement barely even exists for whatever reason. It's just not there. And the only people you're seeing protest in this country are bureaucrats, like in Wisconsin.
That's right. The people protesting for their collective bargaining rights.
Which they're apparently about to lose in Wisconsin.
And yes, basically the House and the Assembly and the Senate voted for this bill, which will cut that sort of bargaining right, and it's just needs to be signed by the governor and then
that's
made
that
into law. So that's the situation in Wisconsin. And
how long will it take for that to happen? He said something like he's going to do it as quickly as politically feasible, which means that when a bill is signed, there's usually some sort of a window in which that it can go into effect.
Right.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, I imagine. I'll actually look for that when we're on the break here.
All right, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still time for you, your thoughts. You can bring up anything that might have to be on your mind in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. 800-259-9231. You take control.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your calls and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And JJ.
And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can actually go over to the promote page. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you'll get a full list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Now, if you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and people with lawyers that want to minimize their legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be being done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants and costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy that an average 8th grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. That's jurisdictionary.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about the various protests going on around the world. Also in Wisconsin, where things are a little different, instead of the average people being upset with the government. In this case, it's the bureaucrats.
That's right.
That are upset with the government because they're not getting their way anymore. And they're very used to this kind of entitlement mentality that, well, we're the government workers, and so we deserve to get pay raises all the time, and we deserve to get these collective bargaining rights for our union. And that's right. Essentially, that's being threatened.
The pension mentality is what I call it. It's the idea that people, especially where I was, there's a lot of Wisconsin, different than New Hampshire. There are larger cities. There are more people.
You're from there, by the way.
Yes, I'm from Wisconsin. I'm from Milwaukee originally. And so you have a different sort of mentality because there is such a huge bureaucracy. There are a lot of jobs and a lot of unions that deal with various government contractors and private contractors, so it's a big mess of legal ease, if you will, mm-hmm. that you have to deal with. But a lot of the people in Wisconsin are definitely of the mentality that the pension is, you know, the gold standard that they want to live by. Get that job that will give them the pension so that they can retire. And most of the time, that job that has that pension is a state,
it's the government
mm-hmm. job, whatever, whether it's the federal or the state level or the municipal level,
and
whatever
it's sweet,
it is.
Man. I mean, what, pensions are typically, what, 90% of what the person earns every
sure.
year?
And if you can stack multiple jobs, let's say you right. have a 20-year pension from the police force, and then you get a 10-year pension from the fire department or whatever you're doing after that.
Right.
And then you go into some teaching position in some institution. Yeah, exactly. You end up with 5 pensions, and you're getting paid, you know, $1.5 million, you know, every year because of this or whatever ungodly
it's
amount
crazy.
It is. But it can add up really fast. And I've had friends and I don't think any relatives per se, but friends of myself and friends of relatives that have told me about all the pensions they have just waiting for them once they get done with their government service. And it's like, of course they don't want that to end. That's a gravy train. If you're in the yep. private sector, if you're sitting there having to earn your keep and make sure you keep your job because, you know, the government workers, the old standard is, I can't get fired for anything here. You know, you work for the post office, you can't get fired because you start screaming discrimination. And the next thing you know, there's lawsuits and ACLU and all the sharks.
Right. The rest of us have to save for our retirement.
That's right.
We can't just count on the government to take care of things. But turns out you can't really count on the government, can
you?
Because the government is a criminal agency. It's a group of men and women who they do business by the threat of violence. And for a long time, the gravy train was rolling on, and it was going ahead full steam, and it was good, good times for those government bureaucrats. But then we hit this little recession thing, and things got a little more difficult for local governments and state governments to collect the money that they've been so used to just having to roll in and just having more of it every single year. Because
it's not only collecting it, but the entitlements have increased as You know, they want to get elected, so they say, we'll get you this program, or we'll increase this benefit for you, and we'll expand this benefit to include you, and then we'll just add this whole bureaucracy to take care of managing all this paperwork. So as time went on, not only have, you know, the recession affected how much money people have to pay taxes and how much money they're spending, but also the amount of entitlements that have accrued and are due has also increased to the point where if the Wisconsin state government does not take care of this, does not cut their spending, they will go bankrupt.
It's a calamity waiting to happen, and they have to do something because, as we've seen in Illinois, where they are on the verge of something awful happening financially, the Illinois state government's multiple billions in debt, and they're looking at loans to get out of it. They're not looking at cutting. They're looking at increasing, the income tax. They're looking at taking on billions of dollars worth of bank loans, and it's just untenable. It's not going to pan out. So they have to do something, and this is one area that they can easily cut. And the bureaucrats are very, very upset. They've been protesting. I saw some headline about death threats against these people that are in their Congress there.
That's right.
So,
well, there's a massive amount of recall campaigns. And in Wisconsin, in order to get this passed, you know, they had those Democratic senators that went down to Illinois. But the legislature, you can't pass anything with spending without a certain quorum. So the Republicans simply stripped out all the spending sort of provisions in the bill and then passed it simply to strip away the rights. So that's how they
passed it. They actually passed a piece of legislation that did one thing. Then is what you're saying.
They sort of focused their legislation instead of putting on this pork and
which is the way legislation was supposed to be.
Right.
It was supposed to be focused on
and deliberate and thought out. Yes.
So actually, the Democrats that had left the state because of that, they were unable to even vote against this.
That's right. And so they're still. I don't know if they're still out of the state at this moment or not. I imagine they still are, but as soon as they return, they will probably be arrested and then escorted to the Senate because that's the current order that's been put out there.
So again, you know, this is a situation that continues to develop, but you're saying it's been passed, this change to prevent collective bargaining rights has been passed by the House and the Senate. It's waiting the signature of the governor there
who said
he's going to do it, and that's going to even outrage these people even further. What are they going to do next?
I think they're already protesting.
They walk out of their jobs?
They can't walk out of their jobs. Ian, that's how they put bread on the table.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to see is sort of the push come to shove mentality where here comes the push and you pushed back and now they shoved you. So I think it's definitely a waiting game to find out exactly what happens.
I feel sorry for these people that have this mentality?
The pension
mentality. I feel sorry for them because they're not necessarily bad people. They're just people who've been sold a false bill of goods. And the what they've been sold is this idea that the government's going to be there for them.
Yeah, dependency.
That just work 20 years and you'll be taken care of. Look, this pension system, all the benefits. Hey, it's worked for the last several decades, so it'll work for you too.
Well, guess what?
Yeah, well, right. The Ponzi scheme doesn't go forever. I mean, the people that get in on the bottom level, they make out pretty well. But the people that get in later on in the game, they get screwed.
That's right.
And that's what we're seeing happen here. Whenever you expect that the government's going to do something for you, you need to prepare yourself for the reality to come crashing in, and you discover that, oh, whoops, looks like they reneged on their promises.
That's right.
and it's the government. So whenever the government reneges on a promise, there's no liability.
That's
if
right.
I tell you, JJ, that I'm going to pay you $100 for coming in tonight, and then I decide after the show to say, ha, 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 just kidding, buddy.
Right.
You could actually...
I have recourse.
You could have some sort of recourse. I mean, ideally, you'd want to have a signed agreement with me or something like that, so you can point to that, and or at least, you know, some sort of evidence that I'd made that promise to you. But in the private marketplace, you have the ability to hold someone accountable for something that they say they're going to do and get into an agreement with you, and then they change the agreement without
your
consent.
On it. Right, exactly.
That you have that ability. But with the government, when they screw you over, whether if you're a government employee or maybe you're a member of the military and you've been promised X, Y, and Z, and then, oops, that didn't materialize, or maybe it wasn't what you thought it was going to be.
Or we don't have funding.
Or with Social Security, where they promise that they're going to take care of you, and then all of a sudden they raise the retirement age. Well, whoops, you were planning on retiring at age 65. Now you've got to wait till you're 70, or you're not getting as much as they said they were going to give to you. You cannot sue the government. They are completely immune. It's their lawsuits. It's their justice system.
Yeah.
The whole thing is theirs. They're going to look at you and they're going to say, "Well, too bad."
Well, we'll see what happens, because here with the public sector, you know, these public workers, you know, if they don't get their money, if the government reneges on them, you know, if a public worker calls the police, who's also a public worker who also lost his bargaining rights, and say, "Well, go arrest this guy," I wonder what would happen. You know.
Yeah, who knows?
I think
who
it's
knows?
Definitely a very interesting situation we have in Wisconsin, and I really look forward to seeing just how it pans out from a curiosity standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're going to start to see things like this happening elsewhere.
Yep.
Where the other states. It's not just Wisconsin where the state is in trouble financially. It's all over this country. And we're out of time for tonight. But don't forget, if you need some collections done, get in touch with our friends over at SACL CAI. Their banner's right there at the top of our website. On the right-hand side of our banner column at the top, SACL CAI will get it done, and they'll treat your customers with respect. Thanks, JJ.
And thank you.
See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.